It is only necessary to learn to think in the original way planned by the creator of us all to benefit totally from all of his gifts. This is why we would prefer to continue speaking in what you might consider to be relatively elementary or simple terms. My friends, truth is very, very simple. The Creator's plan is very, very simple. It is not necessary that we weave a complex web of circumstance to lead you to the Creator. He is within you, and you are He. It is only necessary that you realize this in its fullest sense for you to be aware of all of the Creator's 261, Chapter 10, Complete Messages, Wisdom. The people of this planet have blocked their minds from this knowledge. We are attempting to teach the people of this planet how to remove this blockage. It is a very simple process. Unfortunately, the people of this planet are more accustomed to complexity, and would therefore desire intellectual juggling of various propositions and theories. This, my friends, is not necessary. To get from where you are to where you should be requires an understanding that has nothing to do with the intellect. It requires, simply, a knowing of truth. This truth is extremely simple. What I am trying to say is that when you become totally aware of this simple truth, then you will not use intellectual processes to understand anything that you wish to know. This knowledge will be yours, for all knowledge is linked in the Creator's universe. There is no separation. This separation occurs only when man desires it, through use of the freedom of choice that has been given him by his Creator. Return, therefore, to the Creator. Return to the knowledge and the wisdom and the power that is yours. Do this by giving forth only His light and His love. This is what was intended. Acting and knowing otherwise results only in the isolation and blockage to which I referred. Consider very carefully these simple teachings that I offer to you, for these simple teachings are all that are required. There is nothing of a complex nature that is needed. We will continue in a program designed to bring the thinking of the people of this planet back to that which they desire. Those that avail themselves of these teachings will benefit greatly, I assure you. I hope that I have been able to clarify certain things. It has been a great privilege to speak with you. Adonai Vasu. A question concerning personal business decisions is asked. 262, Chapter 10, Complete Messages, I am hat on. I am with this instrument and I am using control. It is a great privilege to have a question asked. I shall answer it in the love and the light of our infinite Creator. It is a very great privilege, and we welcome all questions. I am afraid, however, that it is impossible for us to interfere in the plans of the people of your planet. This is our policy. We would request that questions involving your understanding of the nature of truth be asked, for it is impossible for us to do anything to change what will occur upon your surface at this time. Each time we do anything, each time we are seen, each time something is written about us in your periodicals, anything that we do to cause your people to change their attitudes, is an infringement. We are attempting to balance our service so that the infringement that does occur will be at least balanced by the good that is created. This is why we can only accelerate our help for our teachings for the awareness of your people as they desire it. I hope that I have answered to your satisfaction. I will gladly give to this instrument all that I can with respect to answers to questions that you might bring to me. But questions involving changes of your activities, especially of a physical nature, are completely beyond that we desire to do. Please allow me to apologize for my lack of ability to act in this area, but this has been agreed upon by those of us in the service of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator. I am hat on. Pause. I am Latui. I greet you, my friends, in the love and the light of our Infinite Creator. It is a great privilege to be with you this evening. I am Latui. I have not been with you except for one previous time. It is a great privilege to speak with you. This instrument is not as familiar with my contact as he is with some others. Therefore, please bear with us. 263, Chapter 10, Complete Messages. My friends, I am what you call a spaceman. But so are you. For where do you dwell but in space? From our point of view, you are as much in space as are we. The only difference is that you are limited in your ability to travel to different points in space. you are at one place in space at this particular time. Therefore, you are also a spaceman. You see, my friends, there is very little difference between yourselves and us. Our system of transportation is simply a little more refined. We enjoy certain other abilities which are much more useful than a simple conveyances. They are available to all men in all places. All men are in space. They are all spacemen. For what you call space is infinite, and surrounds all of the creation. We are no different. We are just slightly separated, not by distances, my friends, but by thinking. You have learned to think in a way that isolates you. It is not necessary that you remain in isolation. To do this, it is only necessary that you think in a slightly different manner. It is not a difficult thing to do. It is a simple thing to do. Do not use the intellectual processes that you have used in the past. Learn totally to rebuke arriving at conclusions in what you consider a logical manner, for these conclusions will be based on suppositions that are made with very weak fabric, the fabric of the creation of man of earth. If you wish an answer to any question, it is only necessary to base your knowledge on truth. This you can do through meditation. It is always available. It is not necessary to make a complex analysis. There is a correct solution for every problem. Analyses based on the false fabric of your material world are short-lived, and the intellectual process that is so prevalent among the peoples of your planet is invariably based upon this falsity. It has been stated, "Know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Free from what? Free from many things, my friends. Free from many, many things. For cutting yourselves off from 264, chapter 10, complete messages, truth begins to put more and more limitations upon you. It is a difficult thing to relay to you, because you have been accustomed to another way of thinking. You have been accustomed to the proposition of cause and effect. The cause, my friends, is the creator. The effect is love. This is all that there is. This is the simplicity of the truth. Hear my words and understand them. Man was created with this truth within him. It is available to all men throughout all time. It is available through meditation. It is not necessary to try to understand in an intellectual way. It is only necessary to know. It is stated that you should know the truth, to be free. The word that is used is know. Know what the truth is, my friends. Know it. Meditation will provide this knowledge. I will leave you now. I am Latui. Adonai Vasuborogus. January 21, 1974. I am Haton. I greet you, my friends, in the love and in the light of our infinite Creator. It is a great privilege to be with you again this evening. It is always a very great privilege to speak. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are here for the purpose of speaking with you and giving you directly our thoughts as you meditate. These thoughts are yours to accept or reject. They are constantly available to you. It is only necessary that you desire them, if you wish them. This is our service to people of the planet Earth at this time. This is not our only service, but it is our most important service. Why are your people at this time not very interested in these thoughts? We have said, time and time again, that thoughts of this nature are what the people of this planet need. And yet they show very little interest. This puzzled us at first, until we became more familiar with the reasons for the thinking of the 265, chapter 10, complete messages, population of this planet in general. We are now aware of some of the problems involved in bringing truth and understanding to a people so very long in the darkness that has been generated by those that have gone before them in the history of this planet. It is a very difficult thing to change thousands of years of erroneous thinking in a very short time. It is something that we will not be totally successful in doing. However, we will be, and we have been, partially successful in bringing certain information to those who would desire it. This is the key, my friends, desire. If the individual does not desire what we have to bring to him, then he will not receive it. This is exactly how the creation is designed. So that each entity, no matter where he is or who he is or what he is, will get exactly what he desires. Unfortunately, in some places, certain actions of one entity with respect to another cause an infringement that was never designed by our Creator. This results in a discrepancy in the plan of the creation, and creates unfortunate situations, as it has upon your planet. It is necessary for man on planet Earth to realize this, and individually to correct his understanding of himself, in order to bring himself back into alignment with the plan and design of our Creator. Each individual must make up his mind, and he must do it now. He must decide whether he is going to attempt to understand and to serve in the light of the infinite, or whether he is going to seek for himself, and follow a pathway that has been laid down for him by man on earth, rather than that provided by the Creator of us all. It is very necessary that the people of this planet at this time be made aware of the plan and the design of their Creator. Without this awareness, they may continue in their erroneous and unintelligent ways of acting. Each individual will interpret information given to him in a slightly different way. 266, Chapter 10, Complete Messages, if it is of an intellectual nature. Some individuals will not be able to interpret information of this type at all. This is why it is so necessary that man of earth at this time meditate and go within. For that which he obtains in this fashion will be information which is not of an intellectual nature. It will be the truth, the understanding, of the original creation. Within every individual in the universe is this knowledge. It is only necessary to seek it out through meditation. If this is done, there will be no question in the mind of the individual. There will be no need for interpretation of information, for this is not of an intellectual nature. Man on earth considers that he has many problems. But these problems are not reality. They are an illusion, developed by his thinking. Nothing in this universe follows the laws man on earth considers the laws of the generation of events. I have stated before that the only cause is the Creator. Man on earth interprets cause and effect in a very illusory manner. This is not the way that the creation is designed, it is not the way the creation works. It is only necessary that an individual give forth love and light. If this is done, this is what will be returned to him. It is not necessary to consider complex propositions and plans in order to reach an objective that is assumed to be of great benefit. It is only necessary that you generate the love that is amply provided by the Creator of us all. This is how we were meant to live. Man on earth has forgotten this very simple principle. He believed that he can generate, through plans and activities, great pleasure that will come to him as a result of these plans and activities. And then he goes forth and does these things in great complexity. And very seldom does he glory in their product. But he does not learn. For he does not meditate. For within him is the truth of the pathway to the ecstasy that awaits him. It is 267, Chapter 10, Complete Messages, not a complex pathway. It is not a product of his intellect, of or of his ability to act in the physical, producing great changes in the many things that he desired for his pleasure. The pathway, my friends, is simply love, a total and universal love, expressed for all things and all peoples and demonstrated daily in his activities and thoughts. And then, my friends, everything is returned. And this love that he generates is reflected to him a thousandfold. For this is the plan. This is the design. This is the gift of the Father. It is so very simple. For the Father is very simple. He did not mean for his children to find it necessary to generate complexities in order to achieve the state of ecstasy that he designed for them. It is only man on this planet that has become confused and drifted away from this knowledge. This knowledge is deep within you. It is part of you. It is part of everything that exists. Seek this knowledge within yourself, and then, go forth in your daily activities, demonstrating to your fellow man this knowledge, and it will be reflected 1,000-fold. It has been a very great privilege to be with you this evening, and I hope that I have been able to give to you some understanding of that which man on planet Earth so badly wants and needs, an understanding of the principle of love. I am Hatton Adonai Vasu. January 26, 1974. I am Lightos. I greet you in the love and in the light of our infinite Creator. I will condition each of you. I will speak through the instrument known as R channeling. I am Lightos. I would speak to you at this time regarding your personal daily meditations. This is becoming increasingly necessary as we near the coming events upon your planet. I will be with you upon request, for this is our purpose. To 268, Chapter 10, Complete Messages, Serve. There is some difficulty with this channel's receiving my thoughts. Pause, unknown channeling. I am again with this instrument. I am sorry for the difficulty, but it will be remedied. Please bear with me. Pause, R channeling. I am again with this channel. Your daily meditation is necessary in order that the veil might be lifted, and all things which you have been promised will be shown. This higher vibration will enable you to perform such things as healing with little difficulty. Again, there is some difficulty with this channel. Don channeling, I am hat on. I am with this instrument. I am hat on. I greet you, my friends, in the love and the light of the infinite creator. It is a great privilege to be with you this evening. We are very happy to see that one more channel is being developed. My brother Lytos will continue to work with the one called R until he receives our thoughts as clearly as this channel. It is actually a very simple process, and requires only that you continue in your meditation, availing yourself of our contact. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are experienced with this form of communication, and we can say at this time that each of you in this room will be able to receive our thoughts with little difficulty in the near future. 269, Chapter 10, Complete Messages. I would like to speak with you today about a subject that concerns your very near future. I would first like to speak to you about the definition of this term, future. You see the future as something that will come to you. We see the future as an event that is presently here. This is a difficult thing to translate into your language, but I will attempt to give you an understanding of what you know as time. Time, my friends, is an illusion. The creation is, in fact, timeless. You are at a particular point in the evolution of the creation. There seems to be a progression of time, but there is actually a continuing stream of consciousness. It is only necessary to displace yourself along this stream of consciousness to be at any point along the stream that you call time. In other words, it is possible to move through time as you understand movement through space. Each of these concepts is as real as the other. We have stated to you previously that there is one place and there is one time. This place and this time are the creation. We are able to move through space. We are also able to move through time. For in actuality, these things are the same thing, they are the creation. The illusion that is now impressed upon you because of your limitations in a physical condition, as you call it, are limitations that are not at all ordinary. They are limitations that are impressed upon those who desire them for certain experiences. Each individual in this creation is able to select precisely what he desires. This is exactly the plan of the Creator. He not only gave man free will, but he also gave man the ability to select exactly what he desired. There are many, many paths to take through this creation, in actuality an infinite number, and the choice is always left up to the individual. Some of those who have explored in a direction that led them away from the All-Knowing One, the All-Loving. 270, Chapter 10, Complete Messages, 1, The Creator. In wandering away, there were conditions encountered that were at that time desired by the individual who was wandering. But as he wandered further and farther, he became more and more immersed in an illusion that he created. This illusion is at present so very strong that many of the children of the Creator find themselves confused and unable easily to find the pathway back to the infinite light. It is necessary that they realize for themselves how to do this, for the principle given to them by their Creator is still totally in effect. It allows them to do precisely what they desire. It is therefore necessary that they realize for themselves what they desire, and then it is necessary that they seek this realization. In order to do this, it is necessary that they become aware of the techniques of bringing about this understanding. This is our purpose at the present time, to help those who are presently seeking the pathway that will return them to the love and the light that they now desire. It is necessary for us to help those who desire this, in order to act within the plan of the creation. It is necessary also that we do not disturb those who do not overly desire at this time such activity. For this reason, we are somewhat limited in our abilities to reach out to the people of this planet at this time. It is possible for you to eliminate certain conditions that you are now experiencing, and it is possible for us to help you do this. We are acquainted with certain aspects of what you would call the future, because of an ability to move not only in space, but in time. However, due to the action of the freedom of desire that was given to each of the Creator's children, it is possible for them to cause alterations in the stream of consciousness, and therefore, as events change due to these desires in what you know as the present, so do they change in what you know as the future. Therefore, it is not possible to travel through time in exactly the same sense that you travel in space, for it has properties 271, chapter 10, complete messages, that are dependent on the action of free will, just as special properties are dependent upon this action. Time and space are in many ways very similar in their properties, and we are aware of the nature of action not only in space but also in time. We would attempt to give you aid in understanding how to free yourself from the illusion of being trapped in a continuous and unchanging stream of time, for this is an illusion that has been sought by a large number of individuals. It is difficult to relay to you these concepts, for they are not at all familiar within the illusion that you now enjoy. I have spoken of this at this time to give you some clue to the problem of living as you do. The illusion is so strong that you become accustomed to understanding events in a way that is not at all real. You become accustomed to a relationship between the illusion of past, present and future that is not actually real. Many of your people have in the past traveled in the dimension of time. Many are experiencing this dimension now in what you know as dreams. We who are aware of the possibility of traveling in both space and time find that an additional understanding allows for an instantaneous or immediate transportation from one portion of the creation to any other. This is how you were created, with total freedom. I am going to leave you at this time, and allow another of my brothers to speak using either instrument. I hope that I have been of some service in attempting to bring to you some understanding of a subject that is quite difficult for you at this time to realize. I am Haton. I leave you in the love and light of our infinite Creator. Adonai Vasu. Pause, Don Channeling, 272, Chapter 10, Complete Messages. I am Haton. I am with this instrument. I greet you once more, my friends, in the love and the light of our infinite Creator. It is a privilege to speak with you once more. My brother Lytos was attempting to use the instrument known as R. However, there were certain difficulties. I am going to speak with you at this time on another subject. I am at this time in a craft that is high above your planet. You may ask why we utilize craft, if we are able to travel through space and time. My friends, there are many things to be experienced in this creation. There are things of different natures, and we, as you, enjoy experiences of different natures. We are able to move in space, as do you, using craft. We are able to move in time, as I have just spoken to you, using nothing but our understanding. Both of these concepts or realms were meant to be utilized by the children of the Father. This is why there are so many of our craft near your planet at this time. It is possible to get here from elsewhere by moving through that dimension you know as time. This is why we state that there is only one place, and that is the creation, for you may move from one place in the creation to any other place using the dimension you know as time. In actuality, you are in the same place. Also, in actuality, you are in two different places. It depends upon your awareness. There is much about this creation about which the people of your planet are not aware. I have stated that the principles are extremely simple. Everything is provided for the individual. All that knowledge is yours. It is only necessary that you seek it out within you. Everything that we do is within the abilities of everyone else. All of the people of your planet are also able to do all these things. It is only necessary that they return to an awareness of these abilities. This awareness is an awareness of the love and understanding with which they were originally created. This is the only thing that blocks them from their abilities and their knowledge. 273, Chapter 10, Complete Messages. It is recommended, therefore, that through meditation it is possible to regain this knowledge and these abilities. For this reason, we continually impress upon you the need for meditation, and the need for understanding your fellow man. For only through this process can you return to your rightful position. The people of your planet are not aware of the simplicity of this process. If they could learn how very simple it is, and not forget this, then they would not any longer have the difficulties that they experience. I must be very emphatic about this, that the entire process is of an extremely simple nature. It is only necessary that the individual realize that he is a part of the creation, and that the creation is one single thing, and that in so being, he and all his brothers and sisters throughout all space are one being. This realization will result in an ability to demonstrate only one reaction to anything. That reaction will be love. It is extremely simple. First, it is necessary to realize your relationship with everything that exists. It is then impossible to realize anything but love. This is the realization of the Creator. This is the principle upon which everything was created. It is that orientation of mind that is necessary to know all knowledge and to demonstrate all other things that were intended for you to demonstrate through the expression of the Creator's love. Do these simple things. Do not sway from this understanding and this love. Do this and only this, and you will reach a state of ecstasy that is enjoyed by all of those of the Creator's children that are living in His light. To overemphasize this simple truth. It is easy for an individual to forget this truth in his daily activities, especially in an environment such as the one you experience at this time. However, it is possible to overcome the illusions that are impressed upon you by your present environment. And when 274, chapter 10, complete messages, this is done, you will know and feel the intense love of the Creator, and then you will know that you have found the pathway that leads to Him. This has been stated to you many, many times. This has been given to the people of this planet by many, many teachers. It has been stated in many, many ways. And yet it is so easily forgotten. Do not forget this. It is what you desire. We are in a position to know what you desire. If you did not desire this, we could not tell you this. We could not say to you that you should do these things, for this would be against the will of the Creator. Remember these simple teachings. Remember them throughout each instant of your daily activities and express the principle of love. This is all that is necessary. This can be done if you remain constantly aware of the need for doing it. In order to remain aware of this need, it is necessary to meditate. Do this, and join us in the kingdom of heaven, for this was what was meant for you. This is your destiny. It is what you desire. There is a strong illusion, which is in a way a test of your abilities, and this test was designed by you. For you are always the recipient of that which you desire. Do not falter and do not reject that which you desire. Remain aware of your true desire, and express it through love. I hope that I have been of some assistance in reminding you of that which each of you is seeking. I will leave this instrument at this time. I am Hatton. Adonai Vasu. February 3, 1974. I am Hatton. I greet you, my friends, in the love and the light of our infinite Creator. It is once more a great privilege to be with you. I am aware of the subject of which you have requested that I speak tonight. We of the Confederation of Planets in the 275, Chapter 10, Complete Messages, Service of the Infinite Creator are always available to you for information and guidance on subjects of this and other natures. It is a great privilege to be of service in attempting to give you our viewpoints. We hope that these viewpoints will be of benefit in your understanding of the truth that is in you. This is where we obtain the answer to questions such as the one you have asked. It is possible for you, like us, to find these answers directly, for they are within you, as they are within everyone. However, we realize that conditions on your planet sometimes make it difficult readily to accomplish this understanding of the truth that is abundant for all of us. For this reason, we endeavor to use instruments such as this one to help in guiding you so that you may, using the information that we present, find similar truths within your own consciousness. For these truths are the ones that are of great value. We only hope to remind you that you have these within you. We only hope to help guide you to a remembrance of what you seek. There is no necessity to establish within one's thinking an appreciation of self. for this presupposes that it is possible to separate self from the entire creation. If one appreciates any part of the creation, then one appreciates self, for they are one and the same thing. The elimination of the concept of self is an important one in your spiritual seeking.